Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable things in America today. If you feel the same way, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 and ask them about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Or you can just simply go to dfhcompany.com. Again, your options are 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Check into the – oh, I already said that. Steve, you got anything?
Fair enough. Louisville football looks to bounce back Friday when the Cards are at Georgia Tech. The Coors Light pregame show with Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch at 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Again, tune into that. They always have some sound that you won't be able to get anywhere else. The Coors Light postgame show with Mark Ennis will be around. I agree with Jack here. Probably a little later than 10 o'clock, but it'll be 10 to 11. As soon as the game is over, Mark will take over on ESPN 680, 105.7. First place to take your calls here live from Scott Satterfield. Also, reminding you, right here at 93.9 The Ville, we know you hear the Louisville baseball games, and for the first time ever, you'll be able to hear live play-by-play of Louisville's Pizza Bowl. Only on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Tonight, pregame, 5:50. So Mark Ennis will take you up to that, and then we'll jump into that. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Friday, pregame, 5:50. First pitch also 6 o'clock. So they changed a few things around. So you hear all that right here on 93.9 The Ville. That's pretty good. Who's that? J.K. Dobbins?
Yeah, that's the drill work.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Have you...
What do you want me to say? An NFL athlete is incredible?
No. the drill of the...
You win, dude.
The drill of the stiff arm.
Yeah, no.
the helmet stiff arm.
Lawrence, that's a funny tweet.
I'm listening.
Lawrence, thank you. No, Lawrence knows. Lawrence, that's a funny tweet. Yeah. You well done, sir. Well done, Lawrence. Jack's a big dude. Like on Twitter, I saw somebody say that. Like somebody's like, if you saw Jack, like Jack's a big dude. Jack's bigger than I am.
This is funny. Right. This is funny. I knew it too. Big T, your tweet 22 minutes ago. I knew that, and I knew other people knew it too.
Mm-hmm.
He says you owe Jack an apology after he came back from the break with the 80s bopper. I knew. Think about it.
No, he was good. Yeah.
I'm just now seeing this tweet.
Yeah.
And you were 100% correct on that one.
Yeah.
Another on Twitter says, I busted out dancing during while I was driving. This doesn't sound very safe, but you get the point. Point being, Steve, it's getting closer to game time.
It is getting closer to game time.
Have we spent entirely too much time talking about the quarterback situation? I gave Drew a hard time yesterday because he was surprised that there's this much, you know, discussion.
We did. We walked right up to the VP and we said, "You're wrong."
No, actually, we said, "Yes, Drew."
Yeah.
Yes, there is conversation about the quarterback situation.
That's how Steve and Marcus do things around here. He was right back in there with a witch sandwich. We walked right back and was like, "You wrong."
And that's why the new 93.9 studio isn't open yet.
Hey, so today we just want to tell y'all, listen to Drew Diener every day from 7 to 10. Great guy.
Great show.
Great guy.
You know, he's one of the top, you know, morning shows in the market size.
Yeah, didn't he have like a Grammy? Or a, not a Grammy, right. An Emmy?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Should have a Grammy.
Okay, so here's the thing. We have discussed the quarterback situation too much.
We're going to find out.
I'm asking you.
Listen, I know. And I'm going to answer. We're going to find out because, look, I know at this point, I think I'm just – I don't know. I don't know how much do you believe in Pro Football Focus because I'm starting to not believe in Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I'm losing faith in them.
Yeah, right?
Elaborate.
So, and I'm not saying this to like, because I, you know, we don't do the like, okay, well, I could just hate to hate. Like, but they have Louisville ranked as the number five offensive line right now. Graded behind, I think, did you see that, Jack? I think they were graded behind like Notre Dame, Georgia.
Do we own Pro Football Focus?
No, it makes you wonder. You're like, dude.
You got stock?
Vince Tyree is. You're going to look into it. You're going to be like, who actually is a partial owner? Oh, Vince Tyree.
It's a shadow. It's a, yeah, shadow.
And again now, but while I don't know how they would grade out at number five.
That's a horrible allegation we're making, you know, but it's funny.
No, it's
Notre Dame, Georgia, Clemson, Virginia Tech, then Louisville.
Okay, appreciate you looking at that. Means, man.
So maybe they're just
that means everybody
putting it on like who's played the most games for the most part since the ACC's played more than everyone else.
Well, you could be. So here,
but you're still saying out of the ACC.
Well, meet me in the middle, though. Meet me in the middle here. I by no means can fathom. Now I don't do their. I don't know their formula, but I can't fathom how you would say they're the number five graded out offensive line. That's just me, but I don't know what they're doing. But meet me in the middle here. What if they're obviously not that high, but what if they've not been as terrible as we think?
Yeah, what if they're, instead of number five, what if they're number 17?
Right.
That's still.
Yeah, right.
No, you're a top 20 line execution, according to. But here's the thing. The reason when you and I have this discussion, the reason, okay, and this also goes into where I say maybe you're going to have to put your cape on this one.
Okay.
Right? This all might stumble into each other, or I might be able to keep it separate. But here's the thing. Grading a quarterback is different than what the public thinks the quarterback's play is looking like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your fantasy grading, you grading Dak Prescott, and the numbers grading Dak Prescott are going to be completely different, right?
Yeah.
So I can understand 100% the, you know, guys who know about the line saying, no, their offensive line execution, he didn't read his lane. He didn't step up in the pocket. You know, that guy had his assignment. That guy blocked down. You know, you can.
Yeah, because we're totally saying we don't know the formula.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm just saying I don't think I've saw a top five in the country product.
Right, right.
Yeah. But to your point, what you're saying, there is a lot of times that my football eyes have watched it and went, yeah, I don't think that was their fault.
And then it's going to stumble into this uncomfortable one. What Steve and I had in the pregame conversation. Can you give everybody just a general synopsis of what I showed you in the pre-show.
Well, I mean, it was just kind of a breakdown of
the last time we saw
Juwan Pass. Yeah.
And last time we saw Juwan Pass, you know, there's a couple of clips, and these clips kind of have a little context, right?
Yeah.
Three stalled drives. Let's just, and this is hypothetical. Okay, you're playing against Eastern Kentucky, right? Juwan Pass is handing the ball off you know, like he's supposed to a couple times. Okay. Halfway through, you know, three quarters of the way through the third quarter, and Louisville hasn't scored, right?
Yeah.
It's just been three possessions, you know. You got a holding one possession that put you behind the sticks. One time, you know, they made a play. You know, Eastern Kentucky made a play. And one time, a Juwan pass hit somebody who was short of the first down line.
Yeah.
Do y'all realize by the fourth possession, we're still talking about the first quarter or the end or the beginning of the second? You know, fans were in there already grumbling like, ugh. You know, like you could hear the third down run, you get stopped. The fans were like I said, not booing, but there was a.
We were, yeah.
Yeah.
We were there. Well, we were there. We were there.
Right.
Yeah. And
like,
it was.
You could already hear that. So it, and the reason I talked about that in length earlier this week is because.
I got a question to ask you. Remind me, I have a question to ask you.
If you're there and you have context to that, you were losing the crowd off of three possessions against Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Already. So when in your mindset, you're like, this dude sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The offensive line, you know, we're not scoring any points. But when you go back and look and you see the plays he made, and you see Juwan Pass hits a low end away. I forgot who it was, Devontae Pete. He's going down to kind of to catch the ball. It bounces right up off his chest and gets intercepted. We're ready to kill Juwan Pass.
It was Seth Dawkins.
See, you're right. Mm-hmm. It was Seth Dawkins. Okay, but we're still ready to kill Juwan Pass because that's an interception and the ball hadn't really been moving like crazy. But if you go back and look at it, if it was a quarterback that you trust, you say, he protected him. He kept it low. It was a nice, safe throw. But it bounced up off the receiver's chest and went to the – that's a pick. That shouldn't be a pick.
Yeah.
And then when you start going over the whole game, you're like, he made – all the throws, he made quick decisions, and he stepped up in the pocket. Stepping up in the pocket on some of the possessions that we've seen Malik back up, throw off his back foot when there was room to step up or stand tall, right?
Yeah.
So maybe Football Focus says, no, if he stands up tall in that pocket on that one, that's a completion.
Yeah.
If his timing is better, that's a completion. Go ahead.
Well, you brought up a point. There was a lot of grumbling in that game.
Eastern Kentucky,
you know, and you could tell. And then Malik comes in and he has a couple good runs.
First throw.
Yeah.
Think about this. Malik's first throw is right up the sideline.
Yeah.
And what do we hear about Justin Marshall? What do we hear that his strong point was?
Well, I'm just, I mean, going up and getting
contested catches.
Yeah, he's 6'3".
Yeah, yeah. So the first play, Malik just backs up. One-on-one, he just throws it kind of almost like a jump ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
He catches it. We're like, oh, yeah, finally got some offense, right?
Yeah.
Next play, Malik just runs. Okay, keep in mind, Puma Pass has been handing the ball off, running the offense, kind of vanilla-ish. You know, we're still up. 35 to nothing.
Right.
But we kind of labored through a whole. It's 35 to nothing, but we labored through a whole game. And we've been hitting the middle. So now when Malik comes in and he pulls the football on the first one, there's nobody within 10 yards of him, you know, for most of the run. And so, you're seeing that as a fan, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, he's so much better. You know what I'm saying? But two plays later, this is Malik coming off an injury. The commentator saying he shouldn't be taking hits to the knee like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's the same thing we're saying this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting slowed down by crashing into people. You see Puma Pass. He gets in these same positions. He's 6'5", a good 218, you know? So he hits people and falls forward every time. You know what I'm saying? You just see all these little things and you're like, I'm going to have my eye on Malik a different kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Off of that.
Here's what I was going to ask you, and I know we're going to get to the phone lines here, but are we doing the same thing though? Like I'm asking myself.
Yes.
Because I sitting there watching Eastern Kentucky, I'm going, man, I mean, if they would just play, I mean, and I have to be
Yes.
Honest with myself. I mean, if they just play Malik, I mean, Malik, I think Malik would speed up the offense. You do this, this, this. And it's like, okay, well, okay, we got it. Mm-hmm. And now it's like there were points during last year. I don't credit Andy and them very often on things, but there was something he would say leading up to the season that I would just the fan in me is like, whatever, you know, but it's like, but I knew in the back of my mind every time he would say it, I was like, that's kind of true. Was you last year, there were quite a few times that we were like, you got to go. You got to play Evan. I mean, that did happen. And every time he would say that leading up to it, you know, I'm excited about football. So I'm like, oh, you just hate Louisville, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then I was like, no, he's right. They did. They pulled him a lot.
But, okay, so this is going to be the transition.
So am I doing the same thing now is what I'm asking myself.
Yes, but for the right reasons.
Okay.
Yes, for the right reasons.
So I'm right now. I like that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
But here's the thing. Here's where the – and I'm going to get to the phone lines. Give me 1 second, Joel. Here's what why I say for the right reasons. Because the conversation came up this morning with Drew Diener, 7 to 10, 93.9.
Yeah. Emmy Award winning.
the flagship, as some call it.
The flagship.
They were talking about if you lose to Georgia Tech, okay, you're mad at the team, and then you're saying, is it personnel? And then, of course, I get disturbed when I hear you say, or maybe it's just the coach,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's when I say, it's not the coach.
I don't really want to live in this world, though.
right.
Where we lose to Georgia Tech because it's going to be ugly.
But so he brings that up, and he says, oh, I'm not going to keep putting it on the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I disagree wholeheartedly because I'm like, we're watching football where people are open.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. And we're watching lanes open sometimes. We're watching plays out there with our own two eyes. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't even entertain the it's not the coaching because we can see a lot of deficiencies. Like, I defended, you know, every coach we've ever had, you know, that if he drew something up and I saw the guy open and you can keep on saying, oh, well, you're playing the wrong people then. And it's like, you think I'm playing the wrong people on purpose?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So when I see, you know, a sack, you know, or when I see like I said, plays not being, you know, efficient. I mean, I guess at the end, a coach is always, you're always able to blame them.
Yeah, sure.
If you're not watching the details of the game.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, like a coach's final score is, you can blame the coach.
Sure.
But again, when you break down the match, okay, Dez doesn't get any catch. I say, well, Dez, okay, on this play, you know, look how close that guy's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you blame somebody for not throwing that? You know, I was talking about Tutu Atwell. Puma pass kind of pump fakes on one pass, out route to Tutu Atwell. Keep in mind, that was Tutu Atwell, who has just become a wide receiver. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So those early misses that you saw between Tutu and Puma, those were Tutu's, you know, he's been a wide receiver for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So my point with that being, if we continue to see wide open plays not being made, you know, it's going to feel different.
Yeah.
And that's why that's what brings us to the quarterback conversation.
Yeah.
Because you just see opportunities.
Well, and don't get me wrong, what we hope is tomorrow looks much better and this is in a conversation.
Right. To your point, we're not rooting for Puma to just come in and take Malik's spot.
No, I like Malik being there for three more years. I mean, counting this year, two more after this year.
Joe, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? Hey, real quick. First off, the ultimate deflection is when somebody says a person's crazy. That's the ultimate deflection. You watch movies. I'm not going to say you guys know, but an example, when you watch a movie and you see somebody cheating on their spouse and they bust in and they say, hey, I got all the details. You were meeting up with this girl. You were doing this. You were doing that. I busted you. I called you out. And the response to that person getting caught is, man, you're crazy. That's exactly
you're crazy.
That's exactly what Calipari did. He has nothing to come back with. So the ultimate deflection and comeback a week and a half later is, man, that guy's crazy because he got busted. So I'll say that. But I hope, I don't know much. I mean, I know Pro Football Focus, but if we got one of the top 5, 7, 15, 17 lines, to me, that makes a case even more against Malik. Because my thing is, your hope is the offensive line isn't good. I mean, you're not hoping that, but for his play to be what it's been, you hope it's something to do with the offensive line. Because if it's a good offensive line and he's playing like that, then we definitely have issues. I mean, my thing is, at the end of the day, I don't know how Drew, and I didn't hear any of this, can say, well, you know, I don't know how many people are calling for, you know, the backup quarterback or whatever, but how could you not? I mean, Steve, last year when you said, are you second-guessing yourself? Well, last year's different. Last year was basically the break-in year for Malik, and he's learning on the job. He's going, he's progressing, and at the end of the year, he looked like the guy that was going to be our guy the next 2 years. Well, now, and you hope you see that progression, because even all off-season, all we heard was Malik's going to be this, going to be that. Well, it hasn't looked anything like that at all. It doesn't seem like he's progressed at all from last year. If anything, it looks like he might have got worse. So, again, and I said this to you guys earlier this week, I think the conversation's been had from the coaches to him just to kind of let him know. Because you put it out there to the guy, like, look, man, if you keep on the same trend, turning the ball over, throwing the ball away, we have to make a move. Now, if you go into this game tomorrow night, and again, that first quarter, second quarter, it looks like the same Malik from the first three games, you got to do something, right? I mean, again, Marcus, you say we see it with our own eyes. Exactly right. When you watch these guys that are open, it ain't the coaches. The guy's got to be more decisive with the run, if he's got to run, and he's got to hit the open receivers. If you don't see that, you have to make a move, not just for himself, but for the team. There's other guys on the team. It's not just Malik,
yeah,
right? And my one last thing, guys, get Braden Smith out on the field more often. Every time the kid's in the field, he makes great catches, great plays. Get him out there.
Hey, Joel. I have a question for you, too, and it's a little off topic, and it, because I've got a couple things wrote down about what you're saying, so I do want to discuss that, too. But, okay, you're down in Jacksonville. Okay, what's the deal in Florida? Because I keep hearing this, like, is there full capacity or what? Because I know it sounds funny, but I saw something about WrestleMania. They're going to come back to Tampa instead of going to L.A., and they're saying, well, there's full capacity. And I saw something, so, like,
yeah.
Well, okay, so what's the deal? Just clear that up for me.
The governor came out and said that all the major sporting events, obviously the Dolphins, the Bucks, and the Jags, they gave the go-ahead for all them to have full capacity. Now, what I heard, too, is the response from all the organizations, those three organizations anyway, is they're still going to stick to what they've been with. So the Dolphins are still only going to let, I think it's like 13,000 people in.
Okay.
Which is a typical attendance of a Dolphins game anyway.
Fair enough.
But they're opening things up down here, I mean, to do all that, but basically it isn't like the business or the organizations have to do that. It's up to their own deal there, what they want to do.
Yeah.
So from what I've seen,
is that for college too?
I haven't heard from college, but I'm guessing it is, man, because DeSantis is the governor here, and he's definitely all about getting things fully back up and running. So I would guess it's probably everything like that.
Okay.
But, again, it's up to their own accord what they want to do. And from what I hear, a lot of them are kind of still just sticking to what they've had in place currently, which is a kind of limited capacity.
Well, appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate you. Kind of appreciate the phone call, Joel. Yeah, kind of. I was reading some of that, but it was like you couldn't find any clarity on what that was.
And,
so.
And to Joel's point about the making the switch, like, this is sports radio, and we want to make switches. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
But like I said, I do know that our switching quarterbacks every possession is a ridiculous notion. Like even. Two games and switching, you know, like I understand big picture and, you know, upside and ceiling like that. Again, you have Puma for, you're 1 year and you have Malik for three. Maybe that's why I run Malik out there when I'm really mad at him against Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, just like, you know, like that has to be factored in. I forgot who said it, but I hear this a lot. Just your job as a coach is to win games.
Yeah.
And there's just two ways to think about it. Your job is to win games. I believe Joel said it last time. Your job is to win games, or your job is to rebuild this program. You know what I'm saying? And they look different sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, Satterfield's job is not in jeopardy whatsoever.
Right, 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 right.
So he has the leeway mm-hmm. to make decisions
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
like no
long term or short term.
And again, the reason why I don't question that is because I'm not in practice. So I don't really know.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know what he sees. So if he says, hey, look, the best option is to continue this track, even though it might cost me a game or two here, then I'm going to back that up. So, again, I think we'll have a lot more answers on tomorrow night.
Texas says, let's see T. Webb.
Listen. Yeah, you know where I stand on that.
Did you not expect that? I'm surprised there aren't more of those.
No, there was a couple.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, prediction. Malik, all the way. You expect?
Well, he'll start.
Yeah,
yeah. He would have to really, really, I think, mess up.
I think more likely is him getting pulled because he gets hurt than him getting pulled. Because
yeah,
of
right. Like if that happens, then it's like okay, that don't count. But I tend to think that they're going to run. But again, I don't know. We're not in practice. He may be maybe one of them deals. Where
also, the Calipari thing starting to pick up some steam nationally. I just got an alert from CBS Sports about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good CBS Sports. I guess one outlet's like, did he say something about? Wait a minute. Let's decipher this real quick. Did he say something about Mac or not? He did. All right, tweet it out.
Yeah. What is Dick Vitale gonna say about it?
No, it's not telling.
Do you think he's gonna have an opinion on it?
I'm sure at some point.
So it's right? About how these rivalries are the best thing in the world.
Yeah. That's why they gotta be played.
Gamesmanship.
That's why you can never take a year off and do like, okay, Dick.
That's exactly the spin he's going to try to put on it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll stay on brand. Let's take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50.
Jack felt like, Jack's like, man, this takes me back in the day to being in my room over the summer watching 10 games.
I was searching for one to play, and I'm going through the list of all the ones Brian's made over the years. And I was like, man, I can't not
can't
play
pass that.
That
up.
For those who don't know, the theme of that, if you were a late joiner to the show, we opened.
And yes, I know what that's from. Before you say it.
No, I know. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah,
of course.
For those that don't know, we opened the show kind of explosive, giving actually originally it was our producer, Jack Grossman, and the process a hard time because them arguing over LeBron and Jordan GOAT status was almost laughable when we started thinking about the ages of the two. And everybody knows I've always been, you know, kind of protective of ageism, discrimination, and things like that. But even I have my faults. I am only human. I could not tolerate.
I'm only human. That's funny.
I'm just a man.
I'm just one man.
Yeah.
John Moxon's just one man.
I'm human. I'm just a man. And it upset me to hear them talking about it. And Jack Grossman's response to me is, YouTube had, I saw The Last Dance and YouTube had some games, so
so back off.
So I can have an informed opinion about Jordan versus LeBron. And of course I felt like I couldn't, but in the ending flex, the finish line flex, Grossman did play some jams that made me rethink my stance. Because again, I
start calling him Youngblood Jack.
Right. Right. No, seriously. Like, yeah, I listened to 60s and 70s, and I listened to all the Blaxploitation super.
Lived through it.
No, I didn't. No. But I listened to all the music, all the Curtis Mayfield, a lot of music that was before my time, and I know a lot about it. So that's a good response, flex. What time
well
is
done,
it?
Jack.
Game time.
Who? Time is game time.
Your school did that.
Do I?
Your school did that.
I can't. You know, I can't even remember what we did in the locker room. What was our
state? Jack, what did the Jewish community school do say during the chant? During the
hang on.
1, 2, 3, break.
Before you answer this, I just give me a second to process it. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, sorry. I needed to get myself together.
Oh, just 1, 2, 3, go team.
Like, how did it go though? No, like, yeah, give
yes,
me the
yes,
chance.
Try
like
it,
act like you're it's in so the long. You're back in the huddle. This is it, man.
And you were a captain, Jack, so you led it, didn't you?
No, I did not lead it, but I was it, which shows how bad we were as a team. I was probably
the loudest,
third best player on the team.
Okay. Well, no, yeah. You might be all right. I mean, no, you're a big dude.
Which my mold that when it comes to basketball is being the big fat guy that everyone just assumes is absolutely atrocious.
Okay.
So they just throw some scrub on me and I can just, you know,
but
bully
you
him in the post a few times, step back, get a couple jumpers, then they put someone legit on me and I'm just a decoy the rest of the
No, that's fair. Look, I'm not. Look, we weren't judging that you weren't good. Like, hey,
okay,
you say
so,
the third best player
okay,
on the team.
Okay, so you're starting the game.
Okay, so here
everybody
it is.
Comes into the huddle.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
all right.
I'm listening, Jack.
This is gonna be mixtape.
No, this is perfect.
1, 2, 3, go team!
I wish. Why do we? We shouldn't have to do that.
No, listen.
That's
show.
That's completely my fault.
Our show, you know, it lets us show our personality, and so the reason we have listeners and the time spent listening because people feel like they know us.
That poor team.
Those
man.
Stories.
Like, can you imagine being in the other bench if you would have heard that?
Me, Sean Marion, and Trenton Hassel are on the AAU team.
I'll say, if we were a legit team, we would not have done that.
And we look at Jack Grossman.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, dude. And you're playing like the, what was y'all's team name?
We're just Louisville JCC.
Louisville JCC, yeah.
Hey,
that's
Sean,
right.
Hey, Sean, throw the first one off the glass. Hey. You see that big dude?
Don't act like Sean Marion and stuff. Marcus, my senior year at Bullet Central, we would have said, hey, man, yeah, I'm going to get you on this first one. Yeah. I mean, we had two or three people go up. And, yeah, man.
Hey,
I mean,
set him up.
Yeah. Hey, back screen. Like, let's do it first play. Yeah. Like,
so what was your chance, Steve?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't really know. No, it's kind of sad.
State.
Is that what y'all's was?
1, 2, 3, state!
Yeah.
One year, I did a family. you know.
Yeah, I was trying.
Probably the most important one.
I think like, family. We did family one time.
I think the state one. I think that one. That was probably the one that was people meant it when they said.
Yeah,
it.
You know,
like that's the goal. We know we got a squad.
We need to
make it to the state.
Well, and I was going to make a joke of, but it's not really a joke of, and it kind of goes along with what you said. I mean, I don't know that we ever had a team where we immediately started out and was like, no, it's make or break. That wasn't never really make or break.
Make or break state.
We got a game away my senior year.
1-2-3 district.
Yeah. No, you're not saying that. I think we did family one year. I think we did. Now, we had some stuff in the locker room pregame that I can remember, but I can't say it on air.
So it was some aggressive locker room ones. Let me get to this phone line. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Steve.
Yes, sir.
Dude, you went to Bullitt Central. You were a great player there.
Thank you.
You know what the chant was. You know what they did in the huddle at pep rallies. Dude, it was the Cougar clap.
Oh, God. The Cougar clap. What was it?
You forgot the Cougar.
Hey, can I go ahead and do it on the
radio? Yes.
Go ahead and do it on the
yes.
All right. C-O-U-G-A-R-S. Get them up, get them up, get them up, Cougar. We are BC. We are BC. Oh, yeah.
Well done, Jason. Oh, man, I do remember that, too. I do remember that.
So that was your pep rally chant?
Yeah, I mean, that was.
Did you get excited, or were you too cool for that?
That wasn't break the huddle, you know.
Right. Yeah,
but that was good, man.
Do you know your fight song?
We are the Bullitt Central Cougars.
Born on the 4th of July. Yankee Doodle Dandy, which I tell
you. Kinda, yeah.
To the green and to the gold, we pledge our loyalty. We join together in our song to praise and honor thee. All hail to thee. Yeah, you get the point.
That's good.
Jack, do you know your alma mater?
Oh, my God. Oh,
stand up and cheer. Stand up and cheer for dear old Manuel. Da, da,
da. That's not bad.
That's Manuel, though. Okay. I don't know why, but I've put you like in a Jewish high school. Like, I had no idea that you were...
Yeah, I was a
Manual
guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. That's all right. Oh, so you went to Manual.
Yeah.
What years?
Graduated in 16.
Okay.
Yeah, we were good in football, too. That was when Dwayne Sutton was there basketball-wise.
Yeah,
also.
That's what I thought.
You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You see why asking questions is important like this? Because now you see him a little different. Like, okay, Jack, you had him typecast.
Yeah,
in a certain high school, you know. And now you sent them a Manual. I was like, okay, I get it.
I know. I was like, oh, Manual, that's strong,
right? I was like, that's why you got good music choice.
Yeah. I know. People, their fight songs and stuff.
What PRP? What is that? PRP fight song.
So blank and glad I go to PRP. That's pretty funny. Oh man, no, yeah. So it's
What is Xavier Woods syndrome?
Oh yeah, Xavier Woods syndrome. Dallas Cowboys.
Oh yeah, bad efforts. They got called out.
No, I mean it's just I don't know. Like he'll make a great play, and then it's like you watch him, and then you're like, he didn't do anything.
On the Titan football thing, I hate to do this at the end of the show. Does the Titans get a disciplinary action? If so, how major?
Probably it might be pretty big. I mean, because they're on the cusp of really screwing some things up, you know, because, I mean, now you're another test today. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get to play this weekend. I mean, that's going to be two games.
You forfeit it.
Yeah.
I I don't know what the fuss is about. You forfeit.
Yeah, like
I would look at it. I would close them down and forfeit it right now.
Yeah, I would maybe just say, look, you know, hey, y'all, every game y'all miss at this point because we've traced it back to something,
and y'all are not following the rules.
Yeah, yep. No, you're taking a loss and they're getting a win.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah, I wouldn't even make a big deal about it. Just
even though, mate, I don't know if you can.
To me, that's
yeah. Because I mean, I guess you can't really do much about fairness at this point. But I was gonna say to other teams who are getting like a free win, it's like, well, if I'm in the division, and you know, and if you, but the Lions get a free win and I don't, I'm
that's,
like, oh,
you know what? That's not a free win because they followed, you know, they followed their protocols and.
Yeah, and you get rewarded for that too. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, because I mean, even the Patriots and stuff. I mean, you look, you know, one person gets it or something, and then we, you know, one or two, and
quarantine,
and now it's gone.
Yep.
No. So,
and again, you know, we always say it. You always got to remind yourself. You knew this was going to happen. You knew there was going to be.
Oh, I mean, the season's not in jeopardy or anything like that.
And I feel like I always got to say it to myself out loud, Marcus. The goal is to slow the spread. The original goal is to slow the spread, make sure your hospitals don't get overrun.
Yeah.
Like, I always have to say that out loud to myself because sometimes you think when you see, test positive, sure. It's like a, you know, oh, my God, you know. It's like you got to remember where, you know, what the original goal is.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, there's that. Do we miss anything? Does it end tonight?
It's tomorrow. They pushed it back to tomorrow because they're giving them the same – I think they're giving them the same back and forth travel.
Mm.
So
yeah, with the extra travel.
Yeah, so technically this would be game five, so we would be going back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-2-1-1-1. So, yeah, so they play tomorrow.
But why would they do that? They got to compete with Louisville, Georgia Tech.
No, they're playing every day.
No, the NBA Finals, oh, NBA Finals. Brian.
About
yeah.
Baseball, sorry. I did a Brian.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah. Huh, yeah. Brian?
I did Brian.
The NBA Finals.
Was your phone call good? Was it somebody just talking to you about sports?
Yeah, yeah. He, no, it was someone whose kid went to Manual with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, I know Jack.
Do they normally call into Brian? Is it one of those kind of calls?
I don't think so, but I had to explain to him because I was trying to avoid having happened exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I was going to say Brian's going to be so jealous if one of his conversation callers, like, called you in the middle of the show just to talk to you.
No, I don't think it was someone that normally calls in.
Okay, so it ends tomorrow, though?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's over.
Even though everybody's going to money line the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't. Parlay it with something. It doesn't matter. Look.
Vegas is out.
Yeah, because you know the Heat aren't going to win the series at this point. It's 3-1. You're not winning. You're not winning three straight. You might win one. You might win two, but you're not winning three. So it's like, can we just go home tonight?
YouTuber says.
It's Friday night. It's a perfect way to end.
Where has Jadarian Boykin been?
He's got a little clock. Yeah, he's got a little clock. I think he's working.
His off-season videos showed he's a different beast.
No, he is. But here's the thing. You're moving him in. It's still a big jump. From high school, you know, to college.
No, they brought him up.
And Peterson and Yaya are doing a pretty good job off the edge. That's what I say. I mean, we're not like, it's not total crap there. I mean, like, I thought Yaya and Peterson are doing a pretty good job coming off the edge. So, you know, that's been, I think it's just one of those things where he's competing for a spot, you know? So that's been good to see. What are you looking at there? Not happy with the Ravens passing off. Uh-oh. Lamar getting
mouthy.
I know.
But see, I don't. I wish I had the sound up to know if he's saying me, I'm not happy with how I'm performing, yeah. Or are they saying he's complaining?
Looks like he's saying him.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're showing the throws that he's missing. Yeah, so I think they're saying him. Is that Patrick Mahomes' pressure getting to him a little bit? Like, not getting to him, like, in a bad way, but is that him, like, do you think Lamar is a little bit like, dude, this dude's the truth. Like, he can throw the football.
Listen.
I've got it.
If he's sitting around watching Mahomes, Russell, and Aaron, yes.
Yeah, but he's only competing with Mahomes, right?
No. No, he's wanting to be a top.
Yeah, but he went in, he beat Russell Wilson. He's done that. Mahomes is like the unicorn for him, man. I think it's like because every
Moby Dick,
he looks right because he looks very human when they play the Chiefs, and it's like, okay, the Chiefs defense isn't that much better than everybody else, so it's like, I mean, that's no knock on the Chiefs, but it's like,
but where they're good at is like. it's a bad matchup. It's gonna be this way for a while.
I agree. I think he's gonna be chasing that Mahomes. I think it's Peyton. It's Peyton, yeah. Brady and Lamar's Peyton. You know, it's like you're gonna be chasing. Mahomes is gonna win some more. Is gonna win more titles than Lamar, and Lamar's gonna be chasing him, and he's gonna get him. He's gonna get him. But he's gonna get him. He's gonna go. He's gonna win a Super Bowl, and then Mahomes is gonna win it the next year. You know, you're gonna be like, he got him.
I remember that Super Bowl sucking because the rain
the Bears.
Yeah, it made it like
that
it
was one of the worst Super Bowls.
I know,
and it started.
Prince at halftime though.
Do what?
Prince at halftime though.
They did it. Was that the Prince halftime show?
Yeah.
But he had and it started out so strong. It was like opening kick, Devin Hester.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And it was the greatest quarterback in the history of football played in that game. And it wasn't Yes,
Rex Grossman.
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
My cousin, Rex Grossman.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Got him. Okay. Good job, Jack. Well done, Jack. I was like, shut your mouth.
That's how good Jack's personal stories have been.
I know.
That we...
I was done.
Hook, line, and sinker.
That was good. I appreciate that, Jack. That was solid, because I was like, this dude, I was really ready to go into a full, like, this is the most interesting dude on the planet. Like, I was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jewish Community Center, Hooper.
Did he just do
Rex Grossman?
Got him?
Yes. No, it's perfect. That was awesome.
His tone was the most believable tone. He set up the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just let me let y'all know. And listen, because Marcus would say the exact same thing. He would say, you know, if it was a Cubs conversation, he'd say, home of the, greatest player ever. Someone's like, no, can't remember.
I know. Well, look, and Jack's dad outfits some pretty famous people,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. I mean, like, so I was like.
It would have made perfect sense.
No, maybe he is.
How many times have you used that joke in your life?
A Grossman.
Oh, so many.
Really?
So many times. I've done it at least.
And it works.
Oh, it works every 90, time.
95%?
Yeah, I don't think it's never not worked.
It's good. I don't know what to say.
Works.
He got me. It was great. It's a great joke, Tech. I was done. I was like, dude, you're literally the most. Like, I was about to say, after the show, come in here and let's talk. I want to know all your secrets. Like, everything that's happened.
No. It's a, hey, man, what you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, me, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's go meet up at, I'm not going to say restaurant.
Cause yeah. No, we're going to chill with Grossman up at the wing spot.
Actually, I will say one. Four Pegs.
There you go.
Yeah, just, hey, man, let's meet up over Four Pegs.
Yeah.
And first three rounds on me.
Yeah. We're going to hang out. We're going to hang out. People are going to start seeing us out. And they're going to be like, who's that with Mabin and Rummage?
Is that Grossman? Is that Grossman? Yeah, right.
It's Grossman.
No, that's coming.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're going to... We're taking you out to some spot. Yeah. No, yeah, we're gonna hang out. We're going to just talk. We're going to talk sports. Talk about life in general.
Love it.
We're gonna complain about people here. we're gonna do the full. Here's the thing. Andy tried to taint you. He tried to take you. He's tried to suck you into the abyss that is his. And today has made me decide.
You have a soul.
I'm not letting you go that easy. I'm not letting him go. I had wrote Jack off as I was like, oh, Andy already sunk his claws into him.
In Chronicles of Riddick, he was grabbing inside of Vin Diesel's head.
Yes.
And he was like, give me your soul.
Yeah.
And he was physically ripping the soul from Riddick's head. And Riddick's face turned and it said, aah! And he did a flip punch and got his soul back.
And he fought it back. I know. That's what I'm doing. I'm not letting Jack go. I've decided today, I've put my flag in the ground. I'm fighting for Jack. So, it's good. I'm going to start taking him out with this and stuff. It's good. Jeff Rubies. So, we'll take Jack to Jeff Rubies, man. That's when you know you've made it with us, when you go there. Yeah.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel, Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.